105 Drive with Julian Clover.
A son and followed by a father coming in, both performing in bands. That's what is happening tonight, of sorts, anyway. The band concerned are Flight Plan, and I've got Richard and Steve who have come in from that band. Hello to you both.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
Hi, thanks very much for coming in. So Richard, you're the father of Joe Tofts, who was in not so long ago.
That's right, in this chair right next to me.
It's quite strange. It's strange for me in a certain respect, because next door you had brought him in and sort of did the dad thing, and now you're coming in to chat about your own work.
Yeah. It's good.
Is there a certain amount sort of following in footsteps in all of this?
Definitely. We're quite a musical family. Mm. Emily, my daughter, she plays as well, but she's not quite as involved. But Joe definitely is very much into his music. He's sort of prime driver, as it were. So he loves it, and he's doing really well. Just come off the back of a really good set at Lodestar, and he's got more gigs lined up and off the studio soon, hopefully.
That's good. And your musical history goes back quite a few years as well.
Just one or two.
Does it go back to Joe's age? Because Joe just was 17.
Joe's 16. 16. I hadn't even picked up a guitar when I was 16.
Oh, really?
No, they start so young now, don't they?
I guess the schools kind of help a bit, don't they?
They do, yeah. And no, I think I started when I was about 17, 18. But once I got to Hills Road, I bought my first guitar. It all went on from there.
And what about you, Steve? What's your musical background?
Yeah, I've been playing drums since I was 19. I grew up in the Leicester area, and that's where I started, in a variety of unsuccessful rock bands in the Leicester area. I was in a band that got played on the Tommy Vance Rock Show once on Radio 1.
That's not a bad guy. What's the name of the band?
That band was called Jubal Cain. It was a sort of Led Zeppelin-ish sort of heavy rock band. And more recently in the Cambridge area, I've been in covers bands before joining Flight Plan. I was in the band Sledgehammer, playing hard rock and heavy metal covers in...
I was expecting Peter Gabriel covers.
You're not the first person to say that, actually.
Sorry.
It was a... interesting choice of name, but it conveyed the subtlety of our music.
Or not.
That project came to a natural end just at the time that Flight Plan was looking for a drummer. So here I am today.
Okay, and there's a third member, I think, as well.
There is Dominic. Dominic is the singer and guitarist who's been in America for the last few days, and he's currently back in British soil, but he's probably very jet lagged at the moment, so he's not with us today, unfortunately.
Okay, but he'll be with you on Sunday, of course.
He'll be with us on Sunday.
Tell us a little bit about the music that you play.
The music we play. What are you going to get a new perspective on it? Because we know what we think we are.
Well, there's something in Flight Plan's music for any rock music fan, really. We play epic, spacey stuff, sort of Floyd style, that sort of prog rock type music, all the way through to quite heavy stuff, sort of Iron Maiden, Metallica influenced. And a lot of the songs have sort of pop sensibility, sort of Coldplay, Keane, U2, that sort of.
That's probably me coming in, that's my influence.
And just a variety of styles, really, and all fused to what I would say is a uniquely brilliant rock band. And I can't say how much I'm inspired by the fantastic songwriting of Richard and Dominic, and the deep thought into the lyrics as well, which is above the standard that you would normally expect from a rock band. There's really intelligent, thought-provoking stuff going on, and it's just musically mind-blowing to me as a drummer who just likes hitting things with bits of wood. this is absolutely terrific, and I hope everybody who comes to our gig on Sunday will really enjoy themselves. It's really, really, really great stuff.
I'm always reminded of my next door neighbour Pam, whose son was in Soul Weaver for a while as their drummer. And Pam said to me, how do I tell if he's a good drummer? To which I guess the only thing I could think of to respond was, well, you'd soon know if he was a bad one.
Yes, and all the jokes about sort of drool coming out each side of the mouth and knocking on the door and speeding up.
It's unfair. It's unfair. You know, drummers. Phil Collins, look at him. He did okay on it. How long has Flight Plan been together as a band now?
Flight Plan started off about sort of... Flight Plan's kind of new, a couple of years old. Mm. But it started off as me and Dominic had played for a while together, going back probably 8 years. And started off playing covers, and we both live in the same village, and we sort of had a similar taste in music. We started playing for about a year. At that point, sort of, we started to admit, actually, we do write stuff as well. Sort of presented that to the band, and we then spent the next sort of few months just more or less concentrating on our own stuff. And unfortunately, Dominic had a long period of work abroad, which sort of put that on hiatus. But when he got back about 2 years ago, we thought we'd sort of give it a really good go, advertise for a drummer, and along came Steve, and it sort of developed into from a recording project, as it were. Somewhere along that process of rehearsal, it became a band in its own right, which was quite a cool thing, really. So now
I'm wondering, does your attitude as musicians and performing musicians change with age as well? Because if you were doing this, I don't know, 20 or so years ago, I think you played with Ezio at one point.
I did indeed, in a band called Spirit Walk, who knocking around Cambridge in the late 80s, won the 1987 rock competition, and... Yeah,
and so has your sort of, I don't know, the reasons for being in the band and for performing, have they changed, or they just
things,
stay the same?
Those things kind of, some things change, some things are different. I have thought about this one. I think motivations are different. I think when you're young, you want to look cool, or you want to...
Because you say it started as a recording project. I guess as you get older, you perhaps have...
You're more focused.
You have the money, perhaps, to get the recording equipment, which you'd have to play the gigs to get if you were younger.
Yes, there is that element as well. It's definitely a case of you're doing it for the right reasons, you know, and it's more focus there.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I was young, there's definitely a sense of trying to make it and trying to make money out of it as well. But as time's gone on, I just increasingly do things for my own pleasure, but also I just want... people to hear the music, and we're not doing this for money, we're doing it for the joy of music and for hopefully bringing that joy into other people's lives too. So this is why I mean, the recordings we've done with Flight Plan, it's all freely available to stream and download on our website. You know, we're not selling the music, we just want people to hear it and enjoy it.
So I guess your payment, if you like, yes, I presume people will pay to come through the door, but one has to hire the room, but it's getting a full room is almost the payment rather than anything else.
Well, our gig on Sunday is free.
It's free? This is double
free to
good.
All, at the Portland Arms on Chesterton Road. We start playing at 6 o'clock, so get there before 6, and we're playing two one-hour sets. In the middle of that, Joe Toss will be playing a set as well, and we'll finish by about 9. You know, it's free to
so
all.
So you can get home in time to see Downton Abbey, presumably.
Indeed, yes, end the weekend on a high. Yes, yeah. That's right. But we hope everyone can make it. I say free to enter, and it should be a really brilliant night of wonderful music.
That sounds pretty good. And what happens next? Are you going to start, you know, doing some of those, more of those recordings?
Yes, we are. Hopefully, going back in the studio fairly soon. We've got more to record than we've already recorded, and more in the pipeline. Very much looking forward to that. And so that's definitely an ongoing process.
Okay, which studio do you use?
We use Orchard Cottage in Willingham.
Okay, yeah, I'm a bit familiar with that one.
So I've been there before with other bands, and he's done a fantastic job on our recording, so we were more than pleased. So we'll be very much looking forward to going back.
Yeah, by the end of the year, we should have a full-length album's worth of pro-quality recordings ready to release to the world and elsewhere. And meanwhile, there's 5 tracks on the website. Can I give the website?
Yeah, no, please do. If people want to have a sampling of the music.
Yeah, it's www.flightplanband.info, And if you go there and go to the music section, there's our music to listen to and say download and listen to again, again and again.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Steve, and to Richard for coming in. Gig Sunday night, 6 o'clock at the Portland Arms.
Yeah, great. That's right. Hope to see everybody there.
That's great. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Still the same. Still the same.